Wow, 实在是非常的荣幸.
Very honored.
能够来参加17年的周年的庆典, 而且又是复活节的主日.
To participate in our 17th anniversary as well as this Easter Sunday.
谢谢教会给我这样的机会.
Thank you, church, for giving me this opportunity.
哇，我真的鼓励大家, 如果你在线上的, 你一定要来现场敬拜.
Those online, I encourage you guys to come in person.
多么荣耀的敬拜.
What a glorious worship.
还有这个Evan, 我也顺便要广告一下, 我以前我们都是老战友, 都在Evan里面一起服侍。
We have comrades here that also went to Advent Taiwan together.
Yeah, 真的鼓励孩子们能够, 他们能够来参与这样的侍奉。
We encourage your kids to come and join this ministry.
好, 我们今天要来进入我们一个总结, 一个呼召。
What conclude this call?
我要特别从, 撒母耳记上第一章30节来看到这个背景。
I want to start off with 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 3.
我们就先读前面三节。
Let's us read the first three verses.
我们就用英文来读，照中文的，就看就好，好吗？
Okay. Now when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, the Amalekites made a raid against Negev, against the Ziklag. They had overcome Ziklag and burned it with fire. And taken captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great. They killed no one, but carried them off and went their way. And when David and his men came to the city, behold, they found it burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive.
这个背景是当大卫在逃避扫罗的时候，他投奔了非利士人。
This background is David was trying to escape from persecution from Saul, and he was working for the Philistines.
但是当非利士人要跟以色列打仗的时候，他是参与在非利士人的军队里面。
So Philistines actually they were attacking against Israel, and David, King David, was part of the Philistines' armies.
可是非利士人怕他窝里反，就说你不用打，你回去。
The Philistines, they were afraid that actually King David would become a traitor and actually attack Philistines.
所以当他们大卫带着他的勇士们回到他的老家，那时候他们住在洗格拉的时候，才发现他们的。
So on David and his men on the way back to Ziklag, their hometown, they realized that their wives and children were taken captive.
这里特别有一个字叫做不料.
There's a word that says behold.
中文把它翻成不料.
In Mandarin it says behold.
就是他们没有想到的.
It's not within their imagination. They couldn't think about it. It's a surprise.
Yeah. 当我看到之后，就好像看到我们今天是不是我们的家里的光景就是这个样子。
Our situation nowadays is as well. We're caught by surprise.
我们做父母的，我们拼命的在外面打拼。
As parents, we work very hard in this world.
可能我们的孩子也拼命在读书学习。
Our children also work hard in schools.
但是我想。 神特别透过 COVID 让我们全部都回到家里面去。
But through COVID, God forced us to be back in homes again.
让我们看看我们家的光景是怎么样。
Let us look at what's the situation in our homes.
是不是我们的家被掳去的呢？
Has our homes been raided?
在疫情的期间，我甚至听到很多弟兄姐妹，大家都在一起的，但是却没办法一起吃个晚餐。
We are always gathered together, but we can't even enjoy a nice dinner with our brothers and sisters.
所以我们要看到，我们要了解这些世代的问题，信仰传统，我们就像要有看见。
So in order to understand this topic, we have to have vision.
所以我们今天要跟大家分享三个例哈。
Three.
哦，这中文才有这个例的哈。
The three points. There are three points.
第一个就是视力。
First one is vision.
你看见了吗？
Have you seen this?
你看见你家里的光景是怎么样吗?
Do you have vision to see what is going on in your family?
除非我们先看见，你就不会有行动。
Until you can see otherwise, you have no actions.
John Stott 说，许多人警告我们，世界正在走向毁灭，但很少人指教我们如何能力挽狂澜。
Woman says, as many people are warning us that the world is heading towards for disaster, few are offering us advice on how to avert it.
所以我们要先有这样的看见。
We first have to have vision.
圣经里面这个看见，我们都知道，在箴言29章18节说，没有异象，民就放肆。
in Proverbs it says when there's no prophetic vision revelation, the people are cast, people cast off restraint.
所以其实这个亚这所意象是神的启示。
This vision is also a revelation from God.
但是让我们看到说神要我们看见他所看见的。
God wants us to see what He sees.
没有意象，人将无法生存。如果我们只满足于单调、次好、随手可取的，就必一无所得。
Men will not live without vision. If we are content with a humdrum, the second best and the hand over hand will not be given, will not be forgiven us.
我个人比较喜欢的是意象，就是一种神圣的不满足。
We want to say vision is a holy dissatisfaction.
很多时候我们对世上的事情都很容易不满足，对不对？
We feel very quickly unsatisfied with the things of this world.
Oh, 人家有 iPhone 10, iPhone 11出来，我一定也要有。
Oh, they have iPhone 10 and 11, I want to get those as well.
Oh, 12出来了，我马上也要有。
Oh, 12 is out, let me get iPhone 12.
我们都不满足这个 iPhone 只有。
We're not satisfied with iPhone 0.
哇，看到这个人家加薪了，你好像也 要一起跟上。
You see people get promoted, get a raise, I want to get a raise as well.
我们对世上的事情都很容易不满足。
For the things of this world, we quickly get dissatisfied.
但是对属灵的事情呢?
But what about to the spiritual things?
很多时候我们就是很希望一个小确幸就好了，你知道小确幸吗？就是啊，就是 OK 就好了。
We feel we're okay with mediocre.
Yes, good words. Yeah. 所以我们要对属灵的事情有一个神圣的不满足。
We need to, for the spiritual things, we have to have a holy dissatisfaction.
我们要 more for Jesus, right?
We have to have more, we need to say more for Jesus.
所以当我们看到这个世代的情形的时候，我们是不是有一个道德的怒气？
When we see where we're at today, do we have moral outrage?
当你这几天我的分享，当你看到报纸新闻的时候，当我们的信仰，我们神每天在被贬低的时候，我们有没有这样一个道德的怒气呢？
In my sharing, when I share about how the world despises our God, do you feel morally outraged?
就好像当时候这个哥利亚他出来叫阵，圣经说四十昼夜每天在那里叫骂。
It's like Goliath, he's screaming at the Israel armies 40 days and 40 nights.
结果呢？以色列人的回应是什么呢？
What was the response of the Israelites?
没有人敢出来发声。
No one was willing to speak up.
甚至连高人一个头的扫罗王都不敢。
Even King Saul, he was afraid.
今天我们需要像大卫一样有这样的一个道德的怒气。
Today we need to be like David, have this moral outrage.
下午特别我就是要谈到大卫怎么样击败哥利亚。
We want to see how David in the afternoon is how David defeated Goliath.
当你大卫听到这样的时候，他本来是一个送便当的，结果他变成打败巨人的勇士。
David, his intention was to deliver lunchboxes, but now he actually went and defeated the giant.
因为他不能忍受他敬拜的神被这个哥利亚没有，他特别圣经讲到未受割礼的在那里咒骂永生神的军队。
He cannot endure seeing the uncircumcised blaspheming against the God of Israel.
所以呢，求神帮助我们看到这样的一个怒气。
Help us to see this kind of outrage.
Okay. 但是呢，你单单有那种怒气不满足也是不够的。
It's not enough just to be angry, outrage.
我们要一个神圣的企图心。
We need to have a holy ambition.
特别在今天我们庆祝十七周年的时候。
Especially in today when we're celebrating the 17th anniversary.
我们不单感谢神在过去十七年对我们教会的带领。
We thank God for the leadership that God has provided for this past 17 years.
我们更要有一个神圣的企图心，让神使我们的这个教会能够更多被神来使用。
We need to have a holy ambition that God will use it even more.
你们要去赢得全世界。
You have a world to win.
你知道这是谁说的吗？
Do you know who said this?
是马克思在共产党宣言中的结语。
It's actually Marxist who was saying for in this communist proclamation.
Wow! 我常想说，其实这世界是非常有，你要说有野心的。
This world has actually a lot of ambition.
可是很多时候神的子民我们常常很安于就是我们有的自己的幸福就好了。
But as Christians, we're happy with what we have, the happiest that we're content with what we have right now.
我更喜欢这个 William Carey 他讲的要，他说要期待上帝行大事，为上帝图谋大事。
William Carey said this, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God.
因为我们所崇拜的神是一个伟大奇妙的神， Amen。
Because the God we worship is amazing, is greatly to be honored.
是使死人复活的神。
It's the God that raised people from the dead.
所以我们要有这样的雄心壮志。
We need to have this kind of ambition in our hearts.
如果没有梦想，什么都不会发生。为了使伟大的事情发生，必须有一个伟大的梦想。每一项伟大成就的背后，都是梦想家，都是梦想。
Nothing much happens without a dream, and for something great to happen, there must be a great dream. Behind every great achievement is a great dreamer of great dreams.
求神帮助我们在今天特别17周年，让我们 为神做更大的梦。
I ask that today we will have great dreams for God.
不单单在亚特兰大这个地方。
Not just for Atlanta.
盼望我们从这个影响这个州。
Is even we want to influence the state,
甚至影响到世界各地
even to different countries in this world.
已经特别透过这个 Evan 就能够更多来帮助影响台湾
We have through Evan Town, we already influenced Taiwan.
所以第一个我们要有势力
We have to have first of all have vision.
第二个我们要努力
We need to have industry.
当大卫回到他们这个老家的时候。看到他们的妻子儿女被掳去了。
When David came back to his home Ziklag, he saw that the wives and children were gone.
结果这些人的反应是什么呢？
What were the people's response?
第一个反应，剩下的他们是放声大哭啊。
The first response was they cried with all their hearts.
这些都是大能的勇士。
These were great men, mighty men.
可是他们为了他们被夺去的家人。
But because they lost their family, their wives and children, they cried with all of their hearts.
有时候我甚至我觉得我们有没有为我们的家人他们没有信主来放声大哭呢？
Have we cried with everything we have for our unbelieving family members?
特别是我们的下一代。
Especially for our next generation.
孩子只是他们他们还是上了很好的学校，好的好工作，你还是很。安于这样就很高兴。
Or are you still content? Oh, because they went to this famous school or this famous place.
但是另外一个反应，他们要用石头打死大卫啊。
But the final response is they want to use stones to stone David to death.
哇，你知道做这个头不容易啊。
You know it's very hard to be a leader.
但是呢，你看大卫他的反应是什么
？What was David's response?
大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
He strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
这就是大卫成功的秘诀。
This is the secret to David's success.
呀，这个世代充满了挑战。
This world is full of challenges.
但是我们要靠着耶和华，我们的心里得到坚固。
But it's with God, our hearts is being strengthened.
特别做，我忽然想到，就特别做父亲的哈。
Especially as fathers,
当你的家忽然间出发生一些问题的时候
，So if something happens to your home, to your family,
你的反应是什么呢
？What is your response?
或是如果你出去这个旅游的时候，如果迷了路的时候，你的反应是
什么 ？If you go on vacation and you got lost, what is your response?
很多时候都是爸爸先生气发怒，对不对
？It's usually the dad that gets angry, right?
以前我就是这样。
I was like that.
事情发生以后，你就是暴怒。
If something bad happens, I will get angry.
但求神帮助我们，当我们遇到这些，特别是突然来的惊恐的时候，你一定要先靠着神，心里坚固。
We ask God to help us that when the suddenly of bad things comes, we have to strengthen ourselves in the Lord.
让你的家人看到有一个领袖可以靠得住。
That your family members can see someone that they can rely upon.
然后大卫他就求问耶和华。
And then David inquired of the Lord.
他说我追赶敌军追得上追不上呢？耶和华说你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。
He says, then David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue after this band? Shall I overtake them? He answered him, Pursue, for you shall surely overtake and shall surely rescue.
Hallelujah, 你愿意追吗?
Hallelujah, are you willing to pursue?
神应许说,都追得上,必救得回来啊。
You will surely overtake and everyone will be rescued.
这不单单只是说下一代的事情。
It's not just about the next generation.
当神的祝福我们被连闯夺的时候，你一定要向神来说，我必定要追，都要追得回来。
When you see your next generation falling apart, you need to say to God, I need to pursue and I will pursue everything back.
所以我们就要有行动。
We have to have actions.
梦想与实际，热情与实践必须并存。
Dreams and reality, passion and practicality must go together.
没有梦想，一个运动就会失去方向和火热，但是没有努力的工作和实际的步骤，梦想就烟消云散了。
Without the dream, and the campaign loses its direction and its fire. And without hard work and practical projects, the dream vanishes into thin air.
所以让我们要有行动。
We have to have actions.
我很喜欢这句话，他说呢，生命在你舒适区的尽头开始。
This says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
那我有一次在讲这个时候，有一个小男生，他说哦、oh, 我也听过我的牧师跟我讲，他说舒适区就是危险区。
A little boy said to me that he heard from a different pastor that said, comfort zone is danger zone.
跟你的旁边说舒适区就是危险区。
Tell the person next to you, comfort zone is danger zone.
是不是这样，我们很容易就安于现状了。
When in comfort zone, you're content with the now, with where we're at.
哇、oh, 我们已经17周年，哇这么漂亮的会堂很不错了吧。
Oh wow, 17th anniversary is such a beautiful building. This is great already.
哦、oh, 我们就可以在这里每个礼拜舒适的敬拜就好了。
We can just worship here comfortably every Sunday.
但是不要让这里变成舒适区。
But don't let this become your comfort zone.
所以我们要谈到七三里面，今天特别谈到教会的任务是什么。
In the seven spheres of influence, we want to talk about the church.
如果我们要用一种类型的船来代表教会，你会用什么船来代表教会？
If we have to use a boat to represent the church, what type of boat would you use to represent the church?
有很多不同的船，你会想到。
There are different types of boats out there.
有没有？哦，我一下想的那么快，太好了哦。还有
aircraft carrier
有什么船？可能很多时候是不是这样的船
？We think of this as this first aid ship.
医疗船。
The hospital ship.
哎，是的，是很重要啊。
This is very important.
哦，不是，因为很多时候人受的伤，心里的受，到达到教会得到医治。
Because those who are emotionally hurt, they come to church and they get healed emotionally.
感谢我今天早上德义牧师提到说教会要做这个，特别是这个有关堕胎的这个服事，这太重要了。
I thank God the pastor said that they're going to want to minister those who had abortions before. This is so important to minister to them.
所以是的，求神帮我们让我们的教会成为一个医疗船。
To help ask God to help us to become a place of healing, to be a healing a hospital ship.
耶稣基督所受的鞭伤让我们得到医治。
Because of his bruises, we got healed.
让更多人能够进到这里得到医治。
More people will come into here and be healed.
好，那还有什么样的船呢？
What other types of ships describes the church?
很多时候呢，下一步就变成这种船。
You know, after the next step is a cruise.
是不是？
Right?
哦、oh, 太好了，得到医治了，我们就可以在这里跨多快乐啊，这个像 cruise ship 什么都有、啊、
Now that I'm healed, it's like cruise ship, we have everything here now.
就好像说耶稣，你看那个彼得，我就想到换耶稣到登山那个变相的时候，彼得就说：“哦，我们就在足这个待下来就好了。”
It's like on the mountain of the transfiguration. Peter says when he sees the scene, he says, "Let's build tents for you and just stay here."
所以你看，很多教会就越做越大，越做越大。
So their churches that becomes bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger.
我们不是说教会不要变得更大。
I'm not saying that church not for church to be bigger.
但是如果说我们就想到说，我们想到的就是说。 把人带到教会里面的活动就是教会，那就失去教会的本质。
If you think that this church is here to bring people into the church and stay in the church, you lose the essence.
哇，我们教会什么都有，教会里面也有 Burger King 就变成 Holy Burger。
If you have Burger King in church, they become Holy Burgers.
所以好像什么时候什么东西搬到教会里面来就变成 Holy 的，对吧？
So it's like you put everything in the church and that all becomes sanctified.
所以呢，有一个这个牧师呢，其实他是好像是索马利亚，这个不是他到乌克兰去，但那是非洲的牧师哈 ，Pastor Sunday， 他说的，太多的基督徒和基督徒领袖花费大量的精力、创造力和宝贵的时间来提倡教会，而不是国度。
Too many Christians and Christian leaders spend their energy and creativity and precious time promoting churches instead of the kingdom.
他们认为教会和国度实际上是同义词，教会与世隔绝的这种情况导致无效和失败，无法执行大使命。
They believe that the building churches and ministries, they are building the kingdom. They think that church and kingdom are practically synonymous. The isolation of the church from the world has led to the ineffectiveness and failure to carry out the Great Commission.
他说教会无法仅仅在教堂内和主日学教室里履行改变社会的使命。
The church fulfills its mandate when it changes society, not when it is confined to a sanctuary and Sunday school classroom.
教会要在国家中建立上帝的国度，国度必须影响到街道、工作场所、政府和娱乐场所，否则你尝试将其保留给自己，则会失去它。
The church is to build the kingdom of God in the nation. The kingdom must overflow into the streets and workplaces, governments and entertainment venues. If you try to keep it to yourself, you lose it. If we didn't want to lose it.
这是神给今天教会的挑战。
This is the challenge that God has given to today's church.
It's 给我们的提醒。
It's a reminder to us.
当我们建立很漂亮的建筑，有很好的崇拜在教堂里面的时候，
when we have this great church building, a great worship service in this building,
不要忘记，这不等于神的国度。
This does not equal to God's kingdom.
我们在这里的敬拜，我们在这里的学习，是要把被装备好，让神的国度能够涌流出去。
It's we're being equipped, but the more important is to go out and influence the outside world.
所以刚刚有人就早提到，是有一个更好，就是教会应该是个航空母舰。
Our church should be an aircraft carrier.
可以深入敌军，
is to go deep into the enemy's territories.
另外 IHOP 一个这个牧师他也说呢，基督徒若只是每个礼拜两个小时守主日参加崇拜，在教会教堂里祷告敬拜，就要想改变世界，那是不可能的。
If Christians want to spend only 2 hours every week in Sunday school and participate in Sunday school and praying in church.And they want to change the world. That's impossible.
所以教会是神国的总部，所以他的任务是要把福音带到所有的国家，传福音、培育并庆祝基督的存在。
The church is the headquarters of God's kingdom. Her task is to take the gospel to all the nations, evangelize, nurture, and celebrate the presence of Christ.
以弗所书呢也特别提到说，教会的功能是要成全圣徒，各尽其职。建立基督的身体。
The purpose of church is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, to build up the body of Christ.
对，我们这个成全圣，各尽其职，其实新的翻译，更好的、清楚的翻译就是说，要装备圣徒做侍奉的工作。
Another way of saying is equipping the saints, preparing the saints for the work of ministry, work of God.
所以教会一个很重要的功能是要装备圣徒去做神要信徒们做的事情。
The purpose of church is to equip the saints so that the saints can do the work that God wants them to do.
而不是取代基督徒，然后做他们神要他们做的事情。不是取代基督徒做他们的事情。
It's not to replace the Christians so that Christians can do their own things.
其实这跟今天的美国的很多政府不就是在这样做吗？
Isn't our government doing exactly this thing that we're describing?
我帮你所有都做好。
We take care of everything for you.
但是其实是要装备他们去做他们能够做的事情。
It's to equip the saints so that they can do the work.
特别是讲到信仰的传承的时候。
Especially when we're talking about passing down the faith to the next generation.
是要装备父母 做他们应该在家里做的事情。
It's to equip the parents so that they can do their responsibility in their homes.
你可以忘记我所有讲过的事情。
You can forget everything I just said.
就记住这个。
Just remember this.
我就希望能够让教会看到今天信仰的传承是要装备父母去做神要他们做的事情。
Is that church is to equip the parents so the parents can do their job at home.
第三个这个、我就第三个我们要有毅力
Third thing is perseverance
是的当我们做、哦、第一个是什么力
What is the first point?
势力第二个呢
Vision Second
努力好
it's, Industry
好第三个要毅力
Third one is perseverance
因为很多事情如果是很重要的事情绝对不是那么容易就可以达到的
some important things is not actually easily achievable
你一定会遇到一些拦阻
You will encounter stumbling blocks
当大卫他们要去追赶的时候第九节提到说于是大卫和跟随他的六百人来到比索西有不能前去的就留在那里大卫却带着四百人往前追赶有两百人疲乏不能过比索西所以留在那里
So David set out, and the 600 men who were with him, and they came to a brook of Besor, and where those were left behind stayed. But David pursued, and he and 400 men, 200 stayed behind, and there were who were too exhausted to cross the brook Besor.
是的，我们要做神国的事情，一定会有难阻。
When we do the things of God, we will face resistance.
保罗早就提醒我们了，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都将受。
In 2 Timothy, it says, Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
这是我自己都想到的，就是说，我们都渴望被爱，而不是被恨。
We all long to be loved, not to be hated.
但是耶稣却警告我们，如果我们爱他，世界就会恨我们。
But Jesus warned us that if we love him, the world will hate us.
因为世界恨耶稣。
Because the world hates Jesus.
当然这里讲的世界是讲到这个被撒旦所影响的这个系统。
When we're talking about this world, it's this world that's being influenced by Satan.
但是很可惜的是，教会长久来都很想说让世界来爱我们，来喜欢我们。
But for a long time, the church wants to please this world so that the world can love us.
所以我们就不敢直接传讲神的先知性的信息。
So that we are afraid to preach the prophetic word of God.
我觉得这是今天对教会最大的挑战。
This is one of the biggest challenges for
the Christian. 我们是要爱神呢？
Do we love God?
还是要让世界来爱我们呢？
Or to let the world love us?
所以求神帮助我们。
I ask God to help us.
是的，我们要去。关怀爱这个世上的灵魂，
关怀。
To care, to have compassion for the lost soul.
Okay.
但是我们要知道神，我们如果不晓得爱神，我们就不晓得如何爱人。
If we don't know how to love God, then we can't love people.
那你要爱神，就是要爱神所爱，恨神所恨恶的。
When you love God, you love God what God loves and hate what God hates.
所以我们是在一个非常厉害的属灵的征战里面。
We are in a very strong spiritual battle right
now. 你看保罗到处去宣教的时候，他都是受迫害的，不是受欢迎的。
Paul, when he preached, he wasn't welcome. He was being persecuted everywhere he went.
而且迫害的很厉害，对不对
？It was a very severe, intense persecution.
但是呢，我很喜欢他这句话。
I really like what he said, Paul said.
我就把它弄成像是一个属灵的不倒翁哦。
I call this a spiritual tumbler.
不倒翁为什么他倒了会再弹回来呢
？The reason why does a tumbler when it falls and then it picks back up？
为什么？他有那个重心，对不对
？He has a really heavy base。
那我们基督徒的重心是什么呢
？What is the heavy foundation that Christians should have？
如果我们没有跟神那个关系为重心的话，那你一倒你就倒了。
If you don't have that relationship with God, once you fall, you fall。
对，你要服侍一下子就会受伤的啦。
When you serve, you will be hurt. For sure, will be hurt.
那你就起不来了。
And once you fall,
算了
you fall, and then you say, "Oh, forget about it. I'm not going to serve."
但是我们在主你征战里，我们知道我们是有一个能力可以再弹回来的。
But in spiritual warfare, we know that we have the ability to come back up.
耶稣受死了，但是他复活了。
Jesus died, but he resurrected.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
所以呢，我想这样，我们用这样来读好不好？哈。
So let's read this.
我读前面这一句，我们四面受敌，
啊 ，we are，
然后呢，然后你们要回应说，却不被困住，知道吧？ So I will read the first part, then we together read the first part.
Okay.
然后不然我们先用中文就好，然后再来用英文，好不好
？OK，、
我们用呼一下这个口号，我觉得真的像是有时候为什么当兵要呼口号
？Why do we say
士气很重要啊？啊，我们在台湾我们都当过兵，你没有当过兵就跑来美国。
So in the army we have different sayings that we have to say when we train.
所以很多时候我们为什么叫宣告，对不对
？It's to proclaim.
所以呢，我讲的是。前面那关就是你倒下去的，但是你在确这个字就是你又弹回来了，好吧？
So I'm going to say and then you guys will respond.
好，是啊，我们先用中文就好，好 ，OK， 来，我四面受敌，心里作难，遭逼迫，打倒了，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哇，你一下就知道了哈，你就是那个属灵的不倒翁。OK， 我们就用属灵英文来哈。OK， all together， okay, we are afflicted in every way， perplexed， persecuted， struck down， Hallelujah，
Hallelujah，
哇，是的。我们就是要成为这样一个属灵的不倒翁。
We need to become the spiritual tumbler.
我几个礼拜前才去了土耳其。
A few days ago, I went to Turkey.
太 amazing！ 这在以弗所，就是当时候保罗他没有进去，但是他的同伴被抓到那个剧院，可以容纳25,000人呢。
I was at Ephesus, the place that the Paul's companion was being brought in as prisoners into this amphitheater that holds 25,000 people.
所以这是当时候使徒们受的迫害。
That's kind of the persecution that were facing that the apostle faced back then.
但是福音却又更广传。
But the gospel spread even wider.
我们谈到信仰传神的，我最后要鼓励这些做祖父母的。
I especially want to encourage those who are grandparents here.
很多时候我们做父母啊，我孩子大了，你好像这个跟我没有关系。
It's like, oh, my kids are grown up. This has nothing to do with me anymore.
但是诗篇这里提到说，我年老发白的时候，你不要离弃我。等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
In Psalms it says, so even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who come.
所以祖父母们，你们是非常的重要。
So grandparents, you guys are very important.
甚至有一个调查说，如果你要让孩子有抵抗挫折的抵抗力的话，你要讲你的故事。
So if you want your kids to have resilience, you have to talk about your family stories. You have to talk about your story.
如果孩子越了解他的家族，他就越能面对挑战。
The more they understand their, the more a child understands family, the better he can face challenges.
其实复活节的节期也是逾越节的节期，对不对
？Easter is also the celebration of Passover.
那你知道每次在庆祝逾越节的时候，其实就在重述。他们出埃及的故事。
When they celebrate Passover, they're repeating the story of how they exit, the story of Exodus.
当他们知道他们的过去的时候，他们的家族的故事的时候，他就能够知道他的身份，能够面对挑战。
So when they know their past, they know their identity, then they can face the challenges.
所以求神帮助我们做父母的，做祖父母的，我们要把我们的故事。传给我们的下一代。
So I ask those grandparents to pass down your stories to your grandchildren.
我常常也鼓励做孩子、做年轻人的，你要去问或去 interview 你的父母或祖父母。
As grandchildren, you need to ask your grandparents their stories, interview them.
Yeah, 去了解他们的故事。
To understand their stories.
很多时候我都是去参加丧礼的时候才发现，哇，原来这个姐妹、这个弟兄这么多故事啊。
It's only when I attend those
funerals
that then this is where I hear their stories.
啊，不要等到那个时候啊。
We don't want to wait until funerals to hear listen to stories.
另外一个，我也想鼓励，就是说，既然我们都在，我们真的是要更多的权力来帮助我们的下一代。
We need to have more authorities to help our next generation.
有一本书叫《Sticky Face》呢，他就说呢，是 5-1, not 1-5。
In this book, Sticky Faith, it talks about fighting 5-1, not 1-5.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
很多时候我们就说，哦，我们的主日学有一个 有五个孩子，有一个老师面对五个孩子，这很不错吧？小班制。
It's like in Sunday school, we have 5 kids for one teacher. This is a very small class.
但是他提到说，当一个孩子年轻人在教会成长的时候，需要有五个大人来认识他，关怀他。
But actually, this book talks about for a child to grow up healthily, it needs to have 5 adults to know to this one kid.
不见得说你一定是就当他的主日学老师。
It doesn't mean that you have to be their Sunday school teacher.
但是当每个礼拜你来到教会的时候，你是不是能够认识这个孩子呢？
But every Sunday when this kid comes, can you go and meet this new?
Oh, 可能就是给他一个拥抱。Oh, how's your week, Johnny?
You give it and ask him how's your week.
其实他们需要有这样的关怀和连接。
They need this they need this connection. They need you to greet them, ask them how they're doing.
我常也跟幼师说，你也要认识那些大人们。
And I tell the youth, you need to know their adults.
不要只看到你的 peer.
Don't just see your peers.
因为可能你那是你未来的 in-law, 对不对？
未来的
未来的 in-law 嘛。
In-law. Oh, they could be your future in-laws.
Yeah. 或许你找工作的时候，你可能也需要他们的帮忙啊。
When you need to find a job, you need the help from the adults.
我们真的很需要有这样的世代的连接。
We need this connection with the generations.
所以我特别去找了五个我从小长大的时候这些关怀关心过我的这些年长的。
So I purposely intentionally go seek out those 5 adults that has greeted me when I was growing up.
我感谢主，在教会里面我得到很多的帮助。
I thank God that in church I received a lot of help from adults.
最右边坐在轮椅的那个是我们主日学的校长。
The scene on the right is the principal for the Sunday school.
其实我后来服侍做英文堂，受他的影响很大。
The reason I'm serving in the English service, it's being influenced a lot by this man.
我小时候写我最敬仰的人，我一定是写他，我们叫他朱校长。
I said that my most dearest respected principal Zhu.
因为每次我从小到大一到教会，第一个我就是先看到他在那里就笑脸来迎接我们。
Because he's the first person that I will see when I go to Sunday school with he greets everyone with a smile on his face.
然后教会大大小小老老少少他都认识。
And he knows all the young people, old people, he knows everyone in the church.
左上那个是我们诗班的指挥。
Upper left hand corner is the people in chorus.
左下那个是我们的一个长老。
Bottom left is the elder.
中间的两个姐妹是我的主日学老师。
The middle is those sisters that taught Sunday school to me.
其实我还可以找到很多。
I can see even more, I can find even more.
求神帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
是的，我们的我一直讲哦，家里小家很重要。
We talk about the importance of having families.
但这是一个大家。
But this is a bigger family that we're in.
更重要。
It's even more important.
让我们让进来以后，我们能够特别世代有这样的连接。
We need the connections of the generations.
因为义人是为下一代而活的人。
Because righteous man is the one who lives for the next generation.
亚玛利人所掳去的，无论大小、儿女、财物，大卫都夺回来，没有失落一个。
Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else they had taken. David brought everything back.
Wow, 其实神是在等我们去追赶啊。
God wants us to pursue after everything.
我最后用这个故事来结束。
I want to share with this story.
在1940年的时候，二战刚刚开始，德军就横扫了欧洲大陆。
Beginning of the World War II, the Germans, Nazis, they were almost taken all of Europe.
英国就派了他几乎所有的陆军20几万人去帮助法国。
Britain spent their armies to help France.
结果没想到法国不堪一击，所以当时候有英法比利时的联军大概40万的军队就被围困在敦刻这个地方。
There were 40,000 of Allied soldiers stuck in this Dunkirk, this place called Dunkirk in France.
你说三面受到德军的包围，后面只有英吉利海峡可以走。
They were being surrounded by the German armies on being attacked from three fronts, and then behind them is the English Channel.
眼看就要被全军给毁灭了。
They're on the verge of being completely extinct, being wiped out by the Germans.
当时如果英国出动所有的皇家海军，只能救多少？你们要猜一下。
Guess how if the Royal Marines to send all their ships to save, how many can they save? Could they save?
只能救30,000人。
They could only save 30,000.
可是有400,000的军队。
But actually, so there are 400,000 stuck.
怎么办呢？
So what to do?
首相丘吉尔首相他就呼召所有有船的人。
Churchill called upon everyone that has ships.
只要不管你有什么船。
No matter what types of ships
大船小船游艇诸筏。
Big boats, little boats, cruises or anything you have.
有船就出动去救。
All as long as you said, boats, send your boats over there.
救一个算一个。
One person saved is one person saved.
你知道在短短的九天当中，他们救回了多少人吗？
You know within 90s, how many people they saved?
感谢这个神会做我们的事情。但那时候他们救回了33,000人。
They saved over 300,000 people.
当时的报纸就说这是当可的神迹啊。
This is the newspaper called the miracle at Dunkirk.
我们换，这是最前一阵子就有这部电影。我们看一下这其中的一段视频。
This actually came out with a movie, so let's watch a little clip.
What do you see? Home.
其实我后来才发现，其实大船根本没办法靠岸去救人。
You know, I realized the big ships cannot go on shore to save people.
因为那个港口都被炸掉了，大船根本靠不了岸。
Because the harbor was all bombed, the big ships cannot go into the harbor.
反正只有小船才能靠得了岸去救人。
Only the small ships can go to the shore.
你有船吗
？Do you have ships?
不要再等着说给我一个大船来，再找哦这个 super pastor 来吧。
Don't think about, oh, I need a bigger boat. I need you to just go find, invite this famous pastor.
只要我们全体出动，都救得回来。
If, as long as we mobilize as, all together, we can, everyone can be saved.
可能你会说，詹姆斯，太晚了，我孩子大了。说、too late, 我的孩子已经长大了。
Too late, my child's all grown up.
永远不要放弃。
Don't ever give up.
勇士抢去的岂能夺回？被残暴者掳掠的岂能得拯救解救呢？
Can the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued?
但耶和华如此说，就是勇士所掳掠的也可以夺回，残暴者所抢的也可以得拯救。
For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, the prey of the tyrants be rescued.
与你相争的，我必与他相争，我也要拯救你的儿女。
For I contend with those who contend with you, and I'll save your children.
其实神在等我们出手。
God's waiting for us to take action.
神在等我们与世界来相争。
God's waiting for us to stand up against the world.
今天不是说我吹号子有很多秘招，你拿去用，你就可以 OK 的。
It's not saying that my trumpeter ministry has a lot of secrets that you use and you will be successful.
而是真的要呼召我们起来，我们要与世界相争。
It's to call upon you guys to fight against this world.
当我们与世界相争，神就与他们相争。
When you fight against this world, God will fight against them.
是神自己要出手了。
It's God Himself will fight against them.
因为神顾念我们的孩子。
Because God watched over our children.
也神要 让透过这些，让我们这一代代兴起。
And through this, God will encourage our hearts.
所以求神帮助我们。
God help us.
今天我们庆祝十七周年。
That we are celebrating the 17th anniversary.
有时候我们要数一数我们的下一代有多少人。
We need to count how many next generations we have here.
盼望下一个十七周年的时候，他们已经成为这个教会的 leader， 成为这个教会的勇士。
I hope that next year they will become the leaders of this church when I come when next year.
盼望我们这个教会的下一代没有一个失落的， Amen.
I hope that none of the next generation will be lost.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's us pray.
天，我们再次谢谢你，让我们这几天一起来体贴天父的心意。
Thank you, God, for allowing us for these days to come close to your heart.
求你让我们看见体会神的心意。
Help us to know and understand your heart.
让我们能够世代连结，传承信仰。
That we will connect the generations and pass down the faith.
永不放弃。
Never give up.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Are you feeling being energized?
有没有？有没有？
Any of you? Let's all stand up.
我们用一首歌来回应神在这几天不断对我们说的话。
Let's use a song to respond to God, what God has been saying to us in the last few days.
我们再一次强调，听到多少没有用。
It's not how much you have heard.
要实践。
It's how much you put into practice.
要出去，要开你的小船。
It's to go out to operate your own boat.
无论你在哪里。
No matter where you're at.
不见得只有年轻人需要拯救。
It's not just the next generation needs to be saved.
也许你的同事他从来不认识救恩。
Maybe your colleagues they never knew the salvation.
也许你家里的人。
Maybe it's your family members.
一点点温暖。
A little warmth.
多一点的关怀。
A little more counsel.
我们不要想到哇，这是一个大的事情，是徐牧师的事情。
Oh, this is such a big thing. Oh, it's the pastor. She's
Ivy 组长的事情。
Oh, this is Ivy's job.
No, 是我的事情。
No, it's my responsibility.
好不好？ Okay. 我们一起来用这首诗歌回应神。我不只要献上自己。
We use these songs to respond. It's not only to give yourself as a living sacrifice.
我要献上一个圣洁。贵重的器皿
but it's more so send offer yourself as a holy vessel.
我要特别有一个呼召，但是等一下我们还有其他的事情哈。我要特别有一个呼召。
I have a special calling.
在我们中间有人说我的孩子需要被拯救回来。
How many of you have children needs to be rescued back?
上帝，你告诉过我，与我相争的，你要与他相争。
You told me who contends with us, you will contend with them.
与我相战的，你要与他相战。
Those who's fighting against us, you will fight with them.
所以当你走出来的时候，上帝就要在你的旁边与你相，与你的仇敌相战。
When you come stand up before the altar, God will say He will fight for you.
神要抓着你的手，帮助你把你的孩子征战夺回来。
He will hold your hand so that you can win back, rescue back your children.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，你说我有这个需要，我的家有这个需要，我的孙子有这个需要，请你出来。
When you say I have this need in my family, we come, please come up here. We'll pray for you.
其他的人，请你不要离开，好吗？预备。
Other people don't leave. 高举，
从
OK， 将自己献上当作活祭。做主圣洁贵重的器皿，你丰富恩惠必充足浇灌我，使我瓦器里充满莫大能力。
带着信心说，
将自己献上当作活祭，做主圣洁。杯中的器皿，你丰富恩惠必充足浇灌我，使我瓦器里充满莫大能力。
我要要求站在后面的人，可能你就是下一代，但是你没有被掳去，你今天在这里，可不可以来到前面为上一代祷告，说我跟你一起把你的下一代找回来，可以吗？你 年轻人
those young people who are the next generation who are not lost but you will want to pray for the previous generation
没有一个人是旁观者
following next generation no one is a spectator
没有一个人是旁观者
no one is a spectator
没有一个人是旁观者
no one is a spectator
正在呼召所有的船所有的资源我都要用
calling upon all ships everyone to help
全心全人
大事的我们宣告。
Yes, Lord, we proclaim.
你就是那一位帮助我们的神。
You are the God who helps us.
主啊，虽然像敦刻尔克一样。
It's like in the Battle of Dunkirk.
好像暂时是撤退了。
It's like, seems like it's a temporary retreat.
但是就因为所有的大小船只全部出动。
It's because all the ships went into the rescue effort.
保持住了战力。
It retained that fighting force.
后来反攻的时候,
and when it's time for this counter attack,
这一群的老兵,
these veterans,
带着两百万的新兵,
with 2 million new soldiers,
在诺曼底登陆成功,
they landed at Normandy,
他们得胜,
and they won.
同样的,
and same similarly,
不要小看你这一条船,
don't underestimate your own ship.
记得我们教会要成立之前
Remember when this church was established
有人就为我祷告说我看见一条小船靠向大船
That when they prayed they saw that a small ship sailing towards a big ship
那个时候我们根本都还不晓得是什么意思
At that time I don't know what that meant
但是今天很清楚的知道
I know today is very clear
亚特兰大灵粮堂
Atlanta Bread of Life
在整个的灵粮堂大家庭里面
It's within this whole bread of life system
就是一条小船
It's a tiny ship
靠向灵粮大家庭
It's sailing towards this whole bread of life system
但是我们这一条小船
But this small ship
带领着我们现在在这场的每一个人
It's leading everyone that's here
我们每一次靠向大船的时候
Every time when we go approach a big ship
我们就拯救了一些人
We saved a little bit more people
而灵粮堂在整个神的国度里面
And bread of life within the whole kingdom of God
也只是一条小船
It's only another small ship
我们同样的靠向耶稣这一条世界的方舟
We run towards this Jesus
我们都要来救人
We are here all to come to save people
所以我们知道
We know.
我们是有盼望的。
We have hope.
我们不以我们现在的人数为满足的。
We're not satisfied with the number of people we have.
我们要去训练新兵。
We need to train new soldiers.
当年的40万人训练了200万的新兵。
The 400,000 soldiers trained 2 million soldiers.
现在亚特兰大灵粮堂现在有100多人。
Now Atlanta Bethel has 100 people.
我们能不能够目标是好像500-600人前进
Can we go towards 500-600 people?
我们要带领更多人来拯救这个世界
Lead more people to salvation
不只是亚特兰大而已
Not just Atlanta
知道我们的事工现在已经往外去了
You know, we have started ministries outreach already
我们也要往下一代去
We need to go to the next generation
在所有的这些里面训练新的人
It's through this we are training new people.
有没有包括你的子女?
Does it include your children?
包括你的下一代?
Includes your next generation.
甚至于是下一代的下一代。
The next generation, the following generation.
是的，我们要宣告。
We need to proclaim.
在17周年的时候，我们要宣告。
That on the 17th anniversary, we proclaim.
亚特兰大灵粮堂是有一代一代的传承下去。
The Atlanta Bread of Life, we pass down our faith generation to generation.
要一代一代成为拯救的船
The generation to generation will be a salvation ship
感谢主
Thank God
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus name
好我们的直播到这里
Our live stream ends here
好吧把直播关掉了但是呢我还再讲一下
Let me say something
请留下来等一下我们照相
Please stay we need to take a group picture
我们现在先呼召第一批有势力的刚才讲有势力的啊，有意向的在我们家祷告会教会还没有成立之前在我们家祷告会的你已经参加的请上台来
I want to call on those who are actually here as the first patch as the first group people
here 以前你已经在我们家祷告会了我们教会是从祷告会开始的
The people that start in this church as
请不要离开等一下我会呼召到每一个人的
Don't leave yet
每一个人都有都参与的
Everyone will partake in this
来上台请上台还有第二批 第二批是你第一年就参加教会
的。The second group, the first year that came.
第二批你第一年就参加教会了。还有丽琳呢？丽琳今天有来，你是第一批的，第二批。